I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Can you picture the scene? A little town, a town with a wall around it, and the body being carried out. And in those days, they did not allow, because of fear of disease, they did not allow a body to remain in a walled city. As soon as somebody died, the body was placed in a coffin of some description, sometimes a bag, and carried away. And a woman who had no husband and now had lost her son would be in great peril for the rest of her time. For she would have no support, no money. She would be bereft. And it also was felt that if anybody touched the body of a dead person, they would be unclean. And so they couldn't be around anybody else until they had gone and found some money and gone to one of the Levites or another temple authority and had been made ritually clean again. And so the people, when they saw Jesus walk up to the coffin, touch the coffin, raise the child, were in awe. They were shocked. They thought, this outcasted person has been raised up. And this woman has now been restored. And who is this great prophet that is doing this? And it reminded them, because we heard in the first reading this morning of Elisha raising, about 600 years prior to this time, raising a dead person, bringing back another widow's son to life. It happened at Nain. So what is happening here? What is a major moment that's going on for these people? And what does it mean for us living here in the year 2016? Well, the first major moment, I think, that we should remember is that God is constantly there, always with us and loving us. I don't think the ceiling will lift off of the fans. But God is constantly loving us and caring for us and is always there for us. We sometimes think we're all by ourselves. The major message for me is do not be afraid, but have trust in God. That's the message in the reading that we had early this morning, number one. Do not be afraid. We are living in a time of fear. Some of it is genuine and some of it is generated. Because sometimes people generate fear in order to manipulate and get their own way. And we see a lot of fear-mongering going on because people are easy to push around, to shut down their own thinking. And people who are leaders of gangs, I've dealt with lots of them over the years, leaders of gangs, but also sometimes politicians, sometimes other people, try to whip up the fear. It's not just advertisers that whip up fear, that your smile won't be bright enough, and if you don't use my deodorant, you will be repelled by everybody. But that's just simple fear. There's major fear often going on, and they try to whip up the crowd so that you can be manipulated. The Christian message is, do not be afraid. You are not alone. God loves you. That's the message of the gospel. That's the message of the Jewish scripture. That's the message today. Do not be afraid. So what do we do with our fear, and why do we have fear? Well, fear is a natural event in our lives. And fear, of course, carries us forward and makes us protect ourselves. But there's reasonable fear and there's unreasonable fear. We should be afraid. It's hot here today. It's the first part of June, the 5th of June, and we're having temperatures that we normally would experience in July. We do have a genuine fear about the world getting warmer. We shouldn't stand back and say, well, God won't let it happen. God won't let it happen because He will inspire us to do something about it. In our early morning Bible study this morning, one of the themes that came out is God helps them who help themselves, and God help them who don't help themselves. I thought that was a beautiful phrase. We have to, in our own world, be cognizant, be aware. And we do have to look really at things and not be in la-la land thinking that God is somehow going to magically come. But God does inspire people to stand up, to take risks, to stand up for what is right. And part of what is right is to become more aware of what we're doing to the climate and what we're doing as human beings and our own quest for money spoiling the earth. So that's real. But we also can't just live our lives in fear. If we end up our lives in fear, we often just ball up into a corner and don't want to go outside. Now, I'm not criticizing people who have emotional illnesses. That's quite different than just responding in fear all the time. They're very different things, and not to be confused. But strive to listen to the source that's trying to make you afraid. Why are they pushing these buttons? What's really going on? Be critical. Be asking, how does that run with my faith in a loving God? A God that's always constant. Because that's part of the message of the gospel and of all the readings today. We are not alone. There's a political philosophy called libertarianism, which says that it's everyone for themselves. You're on your own. That's known in some circles as yo-yoism. You know the yo-yo? You're on your own. Well, we're not on our own. We have God with us. God loves us and cares for us, is present within us, present amongst us, present with us forever. We are not on our own. So when I am afraid, and fear is a natural response to life, when I am afraid, I take my fears in prayer to God. And I also have trusted people that I will sit down with and have a conversation. I am feeling this way. And we have a conversation. And other people do that with me. Because remember that an emotional response is a spontaneous response to a person, place, or situation. And it has no morality. Emotions have no morality. And fear is like that. It basically has no morality. I mean, if somebody's coming at you with a knife, obviously, that's quite different. But if you're having fear about the world's going to end tomorrow, we need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation. And it's okay to have a fear, but don't let it be something that you think you have to be on your own about. There are lots of people who both have experienced emotional pain themselves and have worked a way of managing it, and there's others who are just there to be helpers. It's okay. It's natural and normal. Fear is a part of life. But don't be afraid that you are forgotten by God. That's the principal message, I think, from what we have today. Our God is a compassionate God. a God of love, and God will never abandon God's people. So as we have lots of voices out there around us trying to push the fear agenda, remember that you are not on your own, that God does love you and cares for you. And so today, when we receive the sacrament, remember that we're symbolically reaffirming the presence of God within us, and that we are a community and people of God, called to be supportive one of another, to be compassionate one of another, and also that we have a God that loves us all. May God bless us. Amen.